This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the third hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. And as always, on Saturday mornings, we like to run down to Corpus Christi Way and talk to our good friend Captain Cliff Webb. Baffin, Corpus, all that area. Good morning, Cliff. What's going on?
Morning, buddy. Happy New Year, buddy. I hadn't talked to you, so I hope
you
your
too.
New Year's going well.
Been a while. I hadn't talked to you since last year.
I know it. It's crazy, man. I was listening to you, I guess, on Friday, talking to Hill once. Sound like you got a couple of call bucks. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I cleaned out some stuff that needed to be taken care of for Blaine. So.
Oh, good. Took him to Belleville. Good place
for
him.
That's it.
I'm waiting on my stuff. I got an order coming in the next couple of weeks. I can't wait to get my stuff, man.
I'll tell you what,
and stuff.
They've got an unbelievable operation there. I was watching that the other day, and man, the way they brought a little forklift out and pulled an elk out of the back of a guy's truck and took that in there to skin out. And I couldn't believe all the deer that were taken in, you know, whole, that were just gutted. And then the kid walked up to my window and said, are your deer quartered? I said, oh, yeah, they've been packed in ice. They're ready to rock. So,
I debone everything, and I take chunk it up in little pieces.
You know,
take
I've got another good friend that does that. He'll take them home and debone it and just bag all the meat up and take it in later.
Yeah. You know, that's what's so nice is just, I mean, there's no gristle, there's no nothing in mine, and it makes a difference on the sauces and stuff. I think it does, you know, but they do a good job at Belleville. I can't wait to get it back. I'm looking
at I watched the video the other day. Marcus Poffenberger was showing what they do with the back straps before they cut them in steaks and tenderize them and package them. And he would, you know how you have that white stuff over the meat on the backside of a back strap. He'd just take it and fillet it just like you would a fish and take that white off.
That's exactly what I do. That's the easiest way to do it. You just fillet it like a trout. That's it.
Just put the knife between the meat and that weird skin stuff and fillet it. Just boom.
Yeah, I just
pull it. Let the knife.
Oh, yeah. I had some tenders the other day. My buddy Steve, he cooks them at the ranch.
And the little tenders,
he cooks them on the pit, you know, and just tenderize them for a couple of days and cooks them rare. And I tell you what, you can throw the steak away. We sitting there eating steak next to the tender, deer tenders, and the tenders were better. But God,
oh,
I love that stuff.
Without a doubt. Well, yeah, pork tender's good too.
I got some of that in the freezer.
That's what I did for New Year's for my pork. I chicken fried them like you would a chicken fried steak.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
good
my
stuff.
Gosh. You didn't need a knife. You just cut it with your fork. Go with the gravy and the black eyed peas and the cabbage and all that mess.
Yeah, yesterday I fried some fish. We fished yesterday. I fished with Freddie. So,
oh, okay.
Fred's son, Freddie, you know, and we hosed him. And so we decided to keep a few fish. And I had that peanut oil and got the thing about 380 degrees and popped those trout. And I forgot how good that was, you know. God almighty. Just some old fried trout, you know. God was good, man. But
especially from down there. Those fish down there taste like our surf fish do up here.
Mm-hmm. It's been so crazy fishing. You know, it's just been the craziest weather, Mickey. I guess earlier for Christmas, I had my son
y'all gonna
down,
be out of waders next week.
Oh, it's stupid. You know, I surfed, I guess, day before Christmas, and the water was almost 70-something degrees before Christmas. Everybody out there with no wetsuits on, with their swimsuit baggies on, stuff surfing. And of course, my shoulder's so bad, I can't do it a lot. I kind of just swam around and did some some rehab on the shoulder, trying to get it moving more, but...
And my son came down my one leg.
Paddling circles, but just get out there and get some water movement through it. But my son, my youngest son, Cody, came down. He makes his semi-annual or annual fishing trip with dad. So I got to take him fishing early in the week.
Oh, that's
so much
good.
Fun. Yeah, he brought the guy that, Cameron, the guy that got him the job, you know, many years ago, 7-8 years ago, and he brought his guy down. And you know, typical Cody, he didn't fish with me once a year, doesn't pick a bait cast. He picks a bait cast or throws it perfect. Just, you know, never a back cast. Just comes it out there, catches fish. It's just like he's just a natural. It just blows my mind.
Fruit never falls far from the tree.
It's just funny how that is, you know. But same thing, dove hunt. He doesn't dove hunt. He picked up a shotgun, kills a limit. You know, it's like, daggum, man. It's good. It must be good to be young, but it was good. The day we fished, it was 87 degrees, you know. We caught a lot of fish, but no big fish, you know.
Man, and then we had one afternoon hunt, it was 95 down there.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Well, I sat on the porch. We all hung out.
Yeah. It's too hot for the blind.
All of Blaine's guides took all their people out and put them in stands, and I sat up there and had a good time with them, watching wildlife in the yard.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And there was not a lot moving in that 95-degree weather, I'll tell you that.
Same thing in our dearly. It's so hot, man. God almighty. And they're up there now hunting. It's 90-something degrees. I think Freddie went back up there. But I got to hunt with Freddie and Nick yesterday, Fred's boys, you know, and Adam's boys. And, God, what a bunch of good guys. And, well, we got on a good wade. We started out that morning, and it's just super hot. And we pull up on this spoil where I've been fishing. And we get out. There's not a lot of bait, but a little bit. And this tide has been super low ever since that northwest wind came, like you guys, that sucked our water out. So it kind of changed all my little patterns around the islands and stuff. They're kind of off the points and stuff. And we messed around and caught a few fish. And then we got into some deep rocks and found some really nice fish in deep rocks. But, man, we'd make a drift, catch 4 or 5, 3 to 5, you know, 5 pounds, just nice fish. And then turn back around and not catch nothing over the same area. Like, what? So evidently those fish were moving through there, and we were just picking them up. And then the bite was late yesterday afternoon. About 2:30, we pop away on some really shallow, like calf deep water, and we found some big fish. And we got in there and started sticking fish, and Nick caught 4 or 5. And of course, Freddie's just an animal. He just waiting. He don't miss a spot. He'll wade to a pothole and fish it about 5 or 6 times, wade to the next one. And I look up, and he is bowed up, buddy. So I grab my camera, and I run over there to get a picture, and he's got a big old trout on. And that fish stayed up on top. It was so fine. That fish just rocked the top. It ended up being about 6 pounds, you know, not great, 26 inches, but had a big old bucket head. And,
you know,
man,
some
it was
of
such
the best trout fights are like your 6, 6.5, 7
yes,
pounders.
It is
man.
Funny. Yes.
They'll fight way harder than an 8 or a 9 will.
Yeah.
Those are good
That's
trout
funny.
Fights, you know, 6 and 7 pounders.
Yeah, and we had 1 7-pounder, I guess, in the last 2 weeks. But other than that, it's been 4 to 6. And my buddy Barry popped a good one. Yeah, Barry popped a really good one before Christmas. I think it was right at 9 pounds. Really nice fish.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was good fish, man. He stuck a good one up. It was a soft plastic, too. It was on Colton Blackwell's bait, the Coastal Brew. He caught one on that bait. That's been a real popular plastic. Yeah, it's been a popular plastics. There's so many plastics right now, it's crazy. You know, then Jay, I talked to Jay for about an hour on the phone, and Jay's got a new plastic. Have you talked to Jay?
I haven't talked to him. I tried calling him before Christmas, and then I did text him Christmas, and he did text back.
Yeah. I finally called me, and he's so nice, and he's got that new plastic out, and he's explaining how, you know, 6 Cent made that that plastic, and boy, it's all American made, and it's just pretty cool. It casts good, and I've been throwing it.
What is it called? Watkins Custom Plastics or something like that?
Yeah, custom plastics. Yeah, it's good. It's I like the body where you stick the lead head in. It's real firm and holds a hook, but the back end, he's smart because on these cold days, he'd use the split tail on the back. The little rat tail's got a little split to it. So what that does, when it lays on the bottom, it actually wiggles a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, key to bite, when they're really cold, you flip it and let it sit there, and it wiggles a little bit like it's alive. They'll pick it up. So he was spot on that bait, really, really excited. And then
I talked to Lowell Odom. Lowell's stocking his baits. You know.
Yes, I think a lot of people be stocking these bags. And then I talked to Lowell Odom. Of course, he sent me a bag of custom corkies and soft dines and stuff. They got some beautiful colors. I tell you, some great hardware. So, been playing with all the new toys, man. I love that stuff. The double Ds are just, I love them double Ds, man. You talk about a workhorse. Yeah. you can catch a lot of fish on one of them unless it gets bit off, because it's you know, like my soft dines and stuff. We got, just like yesterday, we had a 40-pound redfish try to eat my 20-inch trout. This trout I'm reeling in is 20 inches.
20 inches, and he's still trying to eat him.
He's still just bowing up on it, blowing up on it, trying to knock it off my line. I thought he was going to run over me. And finally, that, you know, that went away. That big golden beast went away. I go, God almighty. And that trout says, hey, man, before you let me go, could you kind of move away from this area? You know, it was pretty funny. Anyway.
Yeah, would you put me in the live well and take me down to the land cut and turn me loose so the dolphins can eat me?
Well, you know, we've never had this redfish issue before. I mean, never in my history.
Everybody's having it now. I mean,
you know, even Mansfield.
They live 40, 50 years, and they're just not going away.
Oh, I know. And these are 40-inch fish in Laguna Madre this time of year, you know. And I did catch
one.
Well,
that's when they're more common up here. Yeah. Any kind of bird action at all right now, it's going to be bull reds up here, you know. And the water's clean, and you'll see those birds following those big schools of bull reds around, just, you know, flying up high, just waiting for them to flip some food up so they can dive down and get them a shrimp or a shad or something. And
our fish cleaner there at Market 37, Hayden, he went out the other day and ran into a school of probably 150 bull reds, all of them 35 to 45 inches, up on top of the water this time of year. Like, what? They shouldn't even be here. But, man, I also got some great pictures yesterday of some fish in the surf. Man, that guy's got some 3 to 6 pound fish in the surf.
Oh,
I mean, that's
awesome.
Crazy. Yeah, some really nice fish. It's an open surf. The mullet were up on the bank.
Right.
And, man, he got into them pretty good. He caught like 6 or 7 nice trout in the surf. I was pretty amazing to see him in January like this in the surf. That's nuts.
I'm telling you,
it's been an unusual year.
Well, it's the kind of year we're having. You know, it's just been it's been very different this year. Mm-hmm. Let me knock this break out, Cliff. I'll come right back at you, man. Hang with me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back, my friend.
All right, buddy. You know, I was saying that wave we made yesterday afternoon with Freddie was pretty cool with him and Nick. So we're in this little trench. We're in a flat, and it's just like calf deep, just right at your kneecaps. I mean, super shallow. The tide's way out, and We're close to a ledge where these fish have moved up off that 4 foot of water and are up in that little trench feeding. And you could tell they were in there. You know, the bait started flipping in there, but also the birds were sitting in the water. The pelicans moved in there. All things were just setting up. This is about 2:30 in the afternoon. We popped that big fish, and we start popping fish. And then Freddie goes, man, we got to leave in 30 minutes if I'm going to sit in the deer stand. So this is typical South Texas. You can go catch a 6-pound trout, go catch a big trout, look at your watch, get back in the boat, go back to dock, leave here at 3 o'clock and be in Alice by 4:15 and sit in your deer stand. So that's what they did. So they pulled me off. I mean, it was like the bird dog was on point. They pulled me off. It was just like, okay, I'm out of here. You know? But, you know, all day we struggled. We caught fish all day, but I finally found them. You know, where we're going to catch them, you know, and it was setting up, and Freddie caught that big one, and they're chasing some big bucks out there. So, you know, they popped in the boat and we took off, and they set in a deer stand. I don't know how they did yesterday afternoon, but only South Texas can you go catch a big trout, you know, pull it up, get in the truck, drive an hour and go kill a deer. You know,
That's cool.
Yeah. And I could have probably shot a limited dove too. There's some doves showing up at our place. Finally, that little last front brought some dove, but you said Blaine lost his birds.
Yeah, he didn't lose all of them, but, I mean, compared to what it was the week before I got there, it was then that front that came in brought some more. So, you know, the other morning when I left, it was 32 degrees when I left the camp.
What?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, that morning I fished, and it was crazy how many good fish we were catching. Golly. It's just, you know, 7 pounds was the best fish we've caught since I talked to you. But we had some bigger ones on, and I think that 9-pounder that Barry caught is the biggest one I've heard of around here. Now, Mansfield, of course, everybody and their grandmother's sending me pictures to Mansfield. It was crazy. It's just like every day I'm hearing my phone ding and somebody in Mansfield catching a fish. But, there, you know, like James was talking about, too, when you have that many fishermen down there wading the flats and that many good fish, Somebody's going to pop a big one. You're going to catch a lot of those 4 to 6, and somebody's going to catch a bumper fish, kind of the way it is, you know.
That's the way it works,
our fishers, our fisher's incredible. That low tide kind of changed things around. Our fish moved out deep. We had to get them on with the trolling motor, but now that southeast wind yesterday kind of pushed it back in. So I got a full week this coming up. I got fishing trips. I got a shoulder doctor to go see, a surgeon, then a heart doctor. So next week's not going to be good. I'm going to fish and go back and forth to doctor. I'm hoping my heart doctor fishes so I can make a deal with him.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I was hoping, man, you get my little circulation a little bit better, I can take you fishing, you know? Come on, man. Oh, good.
The old bartering system.
I did that all my life, Mickey, with dentists and doctors. And, you know, before you get old and get, you know, Medicare and insurance, you got to do that because, you know, as a guy, you really couldn't afford a lot of health insurance. So you made a lot of bargains with the doctors. And thank God I found the doctors that fished.
Well, it's kind of like that GAD business retirement plan.
Yeah. Keep fishing. That's my retirement plan, is keep fishing. But, I just don't know how long I'll be down with the shoulder, but I'm going to try to get it done. I'm going to try to fish the winter. see if he'll give me another shot of cortisone and try to get through the winter, then get it done in the summer. Because, man, it's just, you know, the heat and all my skin, all the sun on it. So I'm thinking, man, the time to be down for a couple of months probably going to be in the middle of summer. So I'll probably be laid up, and you got to get
It sucks to get old, man. I mean,
it's all right. Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay, but I mean, you know, that in that extreme heat and sun, it's just.
And what shuts you down is medical issues. Like, you know, I'm all gung-ho, ready to fire it up, want to fish. I still have all the fire I've ever had, but it's the medical issues. The body's falling down on me. It's just like, man.
Well, it's,
you know, thank God for good titanium joints. I'm going to get a new joint in those shoulders and all that stuff. Wife's getting a new hip, so we're just going to keep on going, dude. Get her done, and, you know, I won't be on original parts anymore, but that's all right.
Rebuilt.
I'm going to be rebuilt like those reels.
Like a RoboCop.
But I talked to Phil Blackmore. He had his shoulder replaced. He's that professional golfer that we fished with for years. He's 6'8", and he's just, man, his shoulder was gone, and they had to do it. And he's back. He's at 3 months now, and he thinks another month he'll be able to fish. So that's a good thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Look, I'm practicing
with all this stuff, man. It just.
Yeah.
That's what's aggravating.
I know. I'm practicing with my left hand trying to cast and all that. It ain't easy. But the deal is, you can't turn the handle with the other hand. You know, that's the deal is for a while. So I'm just going to have to suck it up and not fish. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know my wife's going to be irritated because I'm going to stay around the house and do everything I can with my arm.
Grouchy.
That's what I'm thinking, do it in the summer where I can hang out on the beach and watch all my buddies surf and stuff. But I can't imagine doing this in the middle of the winter with all these big fish coming out, because I think we're going to stick a pig this year. I just got this feeling, you know, all of what I'm seeing.
I think a big one's going to sneak out of Bath this year. And Mansfield. You know, Mansfield ought to have a couple of really big toads.
Oh, I know it. You know, I've seen some fish that were just over double digit.
Don't you think your fish grow faster down there than they do anywhere on the coast for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think it is because they eat a lot of fish. You know, I think you know, they eat some shrimp and stuff, but they eat a lot of, you know, eels, which are real high in protein. They grow fast. You know, sand eels have just mullet and, you know, perch, and they do grow fast here. You know, I think it has something also to do with the salt salinity. You know,
well, when did Wallace catch that fish? Was that 96?
96, yeah, 96.
Yeah, that was after the 89 and 90 freeze events, and I mean, that fish was six years old at the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and here we are, 13 pounds some odd ounces, giant man, literal.
Yeah, giant. Then and Stedman caught a 12. I caught a 12, 13. You know, there was I think 8 fish that day over 10 pounds. You know, we don't do that anymore. You know,
they had some 11s. Stedman had that high 12, and then Wallace had the state
record. I had a high 12.
And,
boy, that was stupid.
That's what you call walking into them right there, buddy.
Oh my
Sellers,
God.
Man. What was his stringer? I forget how many pounds. 100 and it was a bunch, like 106 pounds or something.
Well, and then the week before that, you know, the week before that, we got into this monster trout like that too, just unbelievable. And, you know, he had a box of fish. I don't know what it weighed, but it was his whole ice chest, 168 quart. Ice chest was full of 8-9 pounders. You know, I know why. Well, I go, God Almighty! We turned loose some monsters. In fact, my old buddy, Mr. Jolly, caught a 10.5 pounder out of the boat with a broken back. So I'm moving with the trolling motor, and he made a cast because he had a loop in the spool, and so he cast it behind the boat, and I'm running the trolling motor real fast to get down to the loop. You know how you get all the line off,
right?
And then it's way out there. It's like 50 yards. He goes, "There's a loop." He gets it out, and he clicks in gear. And that broken back moves about 5 feet. Boom! He catches that 32-inch trout. I couldn't believe it. Out of the boat, Mickey. I mean, we were doing the trolling motor in 3 foot of water, you know, and he landed that fish. It's still to the day, it was his biggest fish. He caught a lot of big fish with me, but that was his first legitimate 10, you know.
Yeah.
That guy fished me 20 years, you know. And that
was
crazy.
Meant to be.
Yeah. But, you know, Bathurst's one of the only places in the old days where you catch 2 double-digit fish in a day. I've done it, and I've had other people do it. That, you know, it doesn't happen now, but it's getting there. I'm seeing that just like the Carone brother there, Brett, you know, he caught those two, a 10 and 11 last year in the same day, you know, and it can be done.
Brett Crum.
And I know a guy. Yeah. Oh, Brett and Bart are great. In fact, Bart just had a heart attack and he's back. He's good, man. He's got the stent put in. And I said, man, you're too young for that. You know, that's an old man's trick. You need to stop that stuff, you know? But he was drinking so many energy drinks. He said, the doc says, quit drinking those Red Bulls. You know,
man,
that's
giving
a heart attack, you know?
I don't know about that stuff. It's like poison. I don't know. I don't drink.
I have enough stuff getting to sleep. I'm jacked up anyway, and I get up in the morning. I have a hard time. You know, I don't need anything to get me going. Yes, sir. I can't drink one cup. Yeah. You know? Yeah, the young generation, they go. Man, I watched a guy yesterday, and we're up shallow fishing. Yeah, and he's burning with the burn boat. You know, I see him run. Then all of a sudden he points and shuts down, and then he pulls off and drifts right to where he ran. I said, man, you ought to pull back a little bit off the side a little bit. You know, of course, he blew those fish out. He didn't catch them, but I'm thinking, man, you know, where's the common sense out there, man? When you burn them like that, you know, you're not going to catch them right away. You need to pull out and sit there 20, 30 minutes, then get out on them. But they pile out and they wade their prop wake.
Never fish your prop wash. You're not going to.
And that's just what
good.
He was doing. I go, man, I guess this guy's a rookie, brand
even
new
drifting.
Boat.
I watch them do that drifting. Yeah. They'll spin around and cut another drift right in their prop wash and wonder why they're not getting bites.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know what I love to see about those burn boats is when they go by, about 3 or 4 minutes after they left, you look behind them and you'll see those little burp up slicks, the little tiny slicks.
Yeah, spook slicks, man, pop up everywhere.
And they don't see them because they don't look back. I says, every once in a while, you guys will look over your shoulder and see what you burn because you didn't see those fish because they're laying in the grass. Like you're burning heavy grass, those fish will tuck in that grass. You don't see them, but you burn them enough where they'll burp up some juice. Now you'll see them on the white sand, you know. But you get out in that grass; those fish have got used to that burn boat, and they'll tuck into that grass.
Yep, and when you spook them, they'll pop slicks. And
that's what I like.
Biggest mistake a trout ever made is popping a slick. In my books. All right, Cliff, I got a mistake on out of here, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing Baffin, give them some info how they can call you, man.
All right, Mary. Mickey, I'm at area code 361-949-0707. You guys have a great new year, and thanks for having me on, Mickey.
We're going to do it, brother. Same to you, Cliff. Right. You take care, buddy. Bye-bye. See you next
week. Thank you, man.
Okay. Later. All right, that's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them all on display. And if you need more info, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by there, check out all their wild-caught Guff seafood. If you're looking for there's no farm raised at Boyd's, all Texas wild caught Guff shrimp. And if you're looking for the 9-12s, 16-18s, they always have them. And their Cajun grill next door and their food truck over in Santa Fe, what big hits they've become. Great food, great prices. Give them a call at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to go south a little ways and check in with Captain Bink Grimes live from the blind this morning. See what's up. Good morning, Bink. How are you, man? Happy New Year.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be better. How are you?
Man, we're watching ducks swim around in the decoys right now.
Yeah, you're in a duck blind, man.
Yeah.
Lucky dog.
They've been lighting in the decoys for about 20 minutes.
Oh boy!
I don't kind of like. Yeah, I don't like that. I do not like that. But they are. That's what they're doing. You got a bright fireball staring at us, and what are you gonna do?
Bright moon. Yeah.
You know you're in the right spot. Just gotta get.
Well,
the,
yeah, you do. You just gotta hope shooting time. Hurry up and get there so you can get some birds, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can shoot about 6:46 today. So we got a little time to shoot. It's, yeah, we still got 10 minutes, I guess.
Yeah, it's getting later.
We're supposed to have some wind.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a front line winds coming in pretty soon.
I set up for southwest this morning thinking it was blowing at the harbor about 13, and, man, there ain't a breath of wind right now.
So, oh, it laid down? Well, the front's getting close in.
I guess that's what I'm saying. I guess it is getting pretty close, you know?
Yep.
So we set up that way and for southwest, and then we also set up for if it comes in early and blows northwest. So we just put them out on both sides and put a big hole in the middle, and we'll decide to shoot them which way, whichever way the wind blows. So that don't happen very often, you know. It's usually one or two times a year that the front blows in right at shooting time, but a lot of times it gets them going. But we're sitting on a good little pile of ducks here, so hopefully.
Well, did you have a good Christmas and New Year's and all that?
It did. Sure did, man. Had a wonderful time.
Hey, those Matagorda oysters you dropped off to me, I'm going to tell you, son. you don't get any better than that.
It's really hard to get any better than that.
it really is.
Those are buddies, seafood oysters, and they shuck them. I think they shucked them the day before I brought them to you. They brought me 5 sacks for the Christmas party, and they were shucking and shucking, and I was frying and putting them on the grill, and we was eating them out of the shell, and just,
oh Lord,
it's hard to imagine anything better.
Hey,
they're so good.
Those oysters on the pit are hard to beat, man.
Yeah, they are. They sure are. I got a little recipe that I'll take them out of the shell and I'll fry them, and I'll put them fried back in the shell. Then Put a little Lord, they are just landing all around us. Goodness.
You still got ducks coming in? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, they're all over us. And, Lord. I'll take that fried one, and then I'll squeeze a little, this little sauce. It's kind of like a tartar sauce. I kind of squeeze it on it, and then put pico on the top of it, and you eat it out of the shell. Oh, man. I think they call it oyster Mardi Gras, I think is what the Coonasses call it.
Right.
But it's hard to beat. I finally got to eat one about an hour and a half into it. I was just frying and doing it. I said, man,
so
I better
stop
eating
one of these. So
you're doing all the cooking, huh? Yeah, oh, yeah. I have the quality control. So I finally decided to eat one. I said, oh, man, these are good. I was frying boudin egg rolls, too. And, man, I cooked that touffee. And we just kind of do it for the guys and then for my real estate company. Everybody that we do business with just – we all
right.
Got some live music playing, too. It's a good time. I look forward to it, I think, more than anybody does every year, just to be able to sit there and have very rarely you have oyster shuckers come to your house and just shuck oysters for 3 hours, you know. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So.
Well.
But, yeah, it's hard to beat a Matagorda Bay oyster. I don't know. It's something with the salinity levels down here that just make them sweet, you know, sweet but salty, you know.
Sweet and salty. Yeah, and I know I've been seeing a lot of these salmonella warnings out in like 22 different states. I think there was only a couple of cases in Texas, but they'll find out what caused that. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you
pretty
do.
Good
I mean,
tracking it down.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't take care of the thing is, you know, that, and then people run scared and hurts the whole oyster business in Texas.
It does.
And that's not
fair.
Might
be they weren't taken good care of and they got a little warm or something. You know, I mean, that's like
exactly
a turkey.
Right.
If you don't cook it all the way, you're going to get salmonella.
Yeah, it just upsets me because these people got a limited time to make their money in the oyster business, and they're good people, and they, you know, and then
yep,
this
just like shrimpers,
people run
you know.
Scared. Yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
And we need them. You know, we need them.
Yeah,
really
we do.
They,
yeah, we're running out of them.
We are running out of them. And I mean, you know, they're when they, you know, that when they don't, you know, if they don't over harvest, which they don't, this bunch over here doesn't, and man, it really, they knock the tops off those reefs and get them to grow again, and man, it really helps our fishing. I mean, people don't understand.
It does, and people don't realize, you know, they groom those reefs, they turn them over.
Yes.
And, you know, the oysters grow that much more faster, and plus it creates, you know, bait fish and crustaceans, everything. I mean, the whole
everything.
Food change. And this
like
upper coast
trees.
Thrives off of oyster beds, man. Live oyster beds are the key to our habitat.
It is the key because we have no grass left.
No grass.
You know, in East Matagorda Bay. So we're fit. Our habitat's oysters. And it's like trimming a tree, man. You know,
yes.
The spark growth, that's what it's like when you
gotta
get those oyster beds.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like growing roses. You got to prune those rose bushes.
I'm telling you. Two of them just landed about 6 yards, about 10 yards from me. Man, I hope that there's another one.
Come on, Sunrise, these birds are eating me up.
They are. They are. My dog's about to go nuts over here.
That's weird how shooting time, it just gets later every day. And I remember one time this year we called you, you were almost limited out, you know, when we got to this last segment.
Well, on the second day of the season, when the time changes, shooting time is about 6:07. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's been that was November the 2nd. So it's been that long. You know, and now it's 40 minutes later.
40 something minutes mm-hmm. later, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure is. So, but that's and then it'll start regressing just a little bit. You'll see a few days where just like yesterday, it's the same as it was. It's the same as it is today, and then it'll bump up a little bit, maybe every couple of days now as you get later in the winter. Good gosh,
yeah,
man, we got this. What time is it?
6:43 here.
Yeah.
On
yeah, we got, yeah, that's what I got.
You
y'all
got
load
three
up
more
minutes,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, good. We'll,
I mean, they're eating us up. Hey, when I light it off, y'all get ready because there's good. Look at this, boys. Look at this. Oh, that's not but a dozen gadwalls that just landed.
Only a dozen?
My gosh.
Okay.
That's just great all. Guts. And I'm telling you, they are cream puffs. I'm talking, that's a triple. It's a triple. Oh. Eyes closed, triple.
Line them up. Ducks on the pond. Do you ever have any baseball coaches tell you that?
Come on, yeah.
Ducks on the pond, baby.
Ducks on the pond. Ducks on the pond.
Oh, I heard that a million times playing baseball.
My gosh. I can't. We ain't seen them that close all year, boys. These guys hunt with me about 10 times a year. We ain't seen them. We've had some good ones, but we ain't seen them that close all year.
Yeah, 6:44. We're counting down. Two more.
I'm gonna let you tell me when it's time to shoot, Mickey. You tell me.
Hey, I'm watching my clock right now. As soon as it hits 46, light them up.
They have no. Yeah, Mike's gonna let Mike got some picked out over there.
Yeah.
Hey, when we light it off, there's ducks all around us. Y'all get ready because they're gonna. I mean, they've been landing all around us, and there's no telling where they are right now. When we light it off, it's load back up.
That's it. After you light off, load back up and get ready because they're going to try to fly back in there.
It's a pretty morning, too, man. It's so pretty.
My dog, she is ready. What was that? $6.45.
Yeah, that was somebody else near. Might have been the.
You always have them go off early.
The refuse. Those sports over there.
Well, 1 minute will get you a ticket.
Well, they ain't sure will. They ain't sure will.
Yeah, your dog, I could hear her whining. She's ready to, she's ready to rock and roll, man.
She's ready to rock and roll. Yeah, she is. Those are not ducks. She's ready to rock and roll. Are we legal?
Almost. 6:45.
Yeah, those sports over there. So.
All right, it's legitimate shooting time.
Okay. Yeah, those sports over there at the, and it's just no wind. You can hear them. You know, we've done that this past weekend. Where it sounds like they're in our pocket. You can hear us on the radio. But then
I know. Well, one time it was so calm when y'all shot. It wasn't that loud, but people around you, it was louder.
Holy moly! We just got our heads knocked off. These teal. I mean, literally. Kill that one right there. Kill those right there. Good shot. All right, we got two in that bunch.
That'll hunt.
Behind it? All right. Okay. That a girl. Oh, beautiful blue wings.
Blue wings in January.
Man, oh, blue head.
When do those get really fully plumed, you know, full
right
plumes?
Now.
Right now, they're starting to get that way.
Around Christmas to the right now, I mean, you can pick them. You can see them. You can see them. So that white crest, and you can pick them out because they're usually right now they're paired up. You usually see them in pairs, a male and a female. They're already in full plumage because they're pairing up for breeding, and you don't see a lot of big groups of blue wings right now.
I had a guy call me yesterday wanting me to identify a duck without even seeing it, just by describing it. He said it's bigger. It's a lot bigger than the average duck, you know, for a wild duck.
Uh-huh.
And it's solid black, and it has white chevrons.
Solid black and white chevrons. Sounds like a scoter.
Well, that, or, you know, like I was saying, man, maybe it's an old, you know, a greater scalp or a sea squall or old squall or something. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to see it.
It sounds like it. We'll get scoters every once in a while, black scoter.
Right.
And they do. They're total black with a little white patch.
Yeah.
Coming over.
That's what he was saying.
Cut him right there. Cut him. Oh, heck. That duck was, Mickey, that duck was at 2 yards over the top of us. We had to let him pass us to kill him. I mean, he was that close.
Man.
And no wind. I mean, no wind. Actually, we got a little ground fog now.
Yeah, they had called for fog originally this morning, but I didn't get any up this way towards me. Yeah, the wind's come down to about over here. It was cranking pretty good. It was, right now it's west-southwest at 7. You're down there in that marsh, so you're dead calm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. We're dead calm.
That front must be getting close.
It got to be getting close. Sure does. So how'd you eat those oysters? You fry them up, or you?
Yeah, we fried them.
Raw? Did you?
Yeah, I had to eat a couple.
That's the thing
problems,
about buddies.
Man.
You know, people, I'll give people a little oyster lesson here. You know, a lot of folks will, you know, say, oh, well, they're cheaper over here, you know, for a gallon. They're $85 a gallon, you know, and they're $115 in Matagorda. But those $85 gallons are 4-pound gallons. The ones in Matagorda are 7.5. Kill them ducks. Are 7.5-pound gallons.
Yeah, or
and,
8.
Coming around. Yeah, or 8. Right. That's a big difference, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Watch this duck coming at us right here. That a girl. She's chasing a cripple right now.
That'll keep her busy.
Uh-huh, it will.
I like when they're chasing a cripple and the duck dives under and then they pounce on it, and then that cat and mouse game that goes on, they finally just stick their head under the water and grab it.
That's what teaches us. Kind of like game experience, man. You can't. You gotta let them do it. Let them figure things out. You know. This one here, this is her sixth season, so she's about got things figured out. I don't have to say a whole lot to her.
Perfect. Usually, you know, they start really turning around and getting good at 3 years old, and then 4, and then by the time they're 6, they'll be telling you how to hunt. They will.
That's true.
They are smart, man.
You're right.
I had a dog that had eyes so unbelievable she'd see ducks before we would.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the thing about good dogs, this one here, she won't alert on anything but a duck. I mean, there'll be, you know, water birds flying all over the place.
Yeah, booger pickers and all that flying around.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
But when she lifts her head up, I go, oh, shoot. Well, okay, well, there's 2 gadwalls right there, you know, up high. And that's what she's looking at, you know. Same when we used to goose hunt her, you know.
Gives you another good set of eyes and a blind, will you, man?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you can't move, you watch, you just look at your dog and
hello.
Yeah. 2 down. Well, they come out of nowhere.
Unless your guys are on full alert, they're Johnny on the spot.
Kill this one, too. Kill that one there. Kill him again, Mike. Shoot him. There you go.
Dusty Mike.
We got all 3 of them on that bunch. Those blue wings come rolling through here. They're too close. I mean, they're basically too close. We're in a little hole that we've been letting marinate for a long time.
Marinate.
Yeah. And I mean, they're too close. They really are. So,
sound like the ducks like it.
But we need one of those. It's been a trying year. We've had some good ones, but we've had some tough ones too.
I know it. Well, we just had,
you know, it's just the way it is.
Look, well, we just hadn't had the weather this year.
No. I mean, we still don't have the ducks. There's more ducks coming, boys. We still don't have the ducks here that, nah, I mean, they're not even a tenth of the ducks we normally have. I don't know what's going on, but they're just not. The bays don't have the, you know, Porto Connor, all that, but they don't have the ducks. You know, even the redheads haven't showed up.
They're all redheads.
What are you going to do, you know?
I'll tell you, a fully bloomed redhead drake makes a pretty mount, too.
Yeah, they do. They sure do. Yeah, they're hard. Man, they're hard to beat. You get a group of 25 to 50 of them, just do it. They just, and there's, I don't care how many times you've seen it, it's pretty darn cool. We don't shoot many in here. You know, this is marsh, and we don't shoot many divers in here. It's mostly all puddle ducks, mostly gray ducks and
puddle
teal
ducks, dabbling ducks,
puddle ducks, dabbling ducks,
dabbling duck, puddle duck, diver duck. We got ducks. All right, man. Well, I'm fixing to have to bow out of here. I want to hear one more volley.
Yeah, maybe we will. Like I said, this fog's rolling in now. I didn't expect to see that today.
Well, they were calling for some early morning fog, but I didn't get any this way.
Well, it's kind of rolling in here now.
All right, Mr. Grahams. Somebody wants to come over to Matagorda and fish with you, or get a hunt going, stay in the lodge, all the good stuff. How do they get a hold of you, man?
MatagordaSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. Happy New Year to everybody. Just get us a win tomorrow with the Texans. And
that's it.
And
that's going to be a good game tonight.
It will. We got one coming over here. We might shoot one right here.
Yeah, get him real quick.
Come from the right, boy. I think we're going to. Y'all get ready. Cut him now, boys. Cut him now.
There you go.
Yep. One shot, one kill.
Ending the show with a bang. All right, brother. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Bink.
Okay, sounds good.
Bait them up. All right, save some for seed. Later, man.
All right. Later.
All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.